That's right. Hey, that was I'm glad to get.
Yeah, he won't do it.
Yeah, this is just a day in the life of Brian, a audio recording for my, hopefully, future clones at the Instant Replay Bar of Quincy, Illinois. Watching these guys play pool, they're all a lot better than me. Hope they have pool in the future. I imagine they will. I tell you what, I'm going to sit here for a little bit longer, then I'm going to go home. When I get home, if you want to talk about cloning, I don't usually have call-ins because I'm not very good about that kind of stuff. But I think when I get home, if anybody is still listening, if they want to, talk about getting cloned, I believe it's part of God's great plan. We can talk about God and dark energy, too, if you want to. I've heard a lot of preachers say we all got God with us all the time. I think maybe that's true. I think our souls are probably in contact with God. Yeah, anyway, I just came into the bathroom here. I'm old, this body is wore out. All the major components are failing in it. I'm like a piece of shit old robot. Broke down and wore out. Unfortunately, if you're a robot, maybe they could reconstruct you. As a human, they can't right now. But with cloning, like an old wore out robot, I can get this body new again. Now, it won't be me in the body. God will assign another soul to it. I'm sure. I think every living thing has a soul in it. From bacteria to elephants. And the primary directive of all DNA on this planet, reproduce, find stuff to eat and reproduce. That is a primary directive in all the DNA of this planet right now. Cloning is something that God didn't put into us earlier. We hadn't developed to the point where we could colonize the universe. And right now we can. But we got to get cloned first, because one lifetime ain't going to be enough for nobody to do much. Now, Elon Musk has done a hell of a lot. And hopefully he'll live quite a while. And he may accomplish a lot more. But at the end, it's going to be over for him like it is for everybody. And I'm trying to get him interested in helping me set up the Kaylee Family Cloning Corporation. The only thing I got to work with is a 401k. And I want to take it with me.
Oh! No, it's on my tab. No, where that is.
Yes, sir. This is like your second time.
Yeah, if you want to discuss dark energy and God, I will discuss it with you. I don't know if it's true or not, but the God in my mind says that most everybody's got it wrong. God lives in the dark energy universe. And he's been trying his best to bring life through to all this dead stuff. Oh, excuse me. All right, thank you. Anyway, in our main program, the only thing God can work with is the DNA on this planet. He tried to get her done on Mars. He tried to get her done on the moon. Throughout the universe, God is constantly trying to get DNA to take off. You know, when you look at this planet, you go back to the very beginning, it was just one cell. I guess it would be a plant. Anyway, from that first cell where the DNA came to life, its programming from God was to eat and reproduce. That's the primary directive of every living thing on this planet.
You're still in the same spot.
I know, this is my spot. I'm about ready to go. My spot. Yeah, I sit here, I daydream about a lot of stuff. I've been trying to set up a cloning corporation.
Oh, yeah?
This old body's about done. I know I ain't going to be around much longer. I need a new one. And nobody offers that. They do for dogs and cats and rats and bats and every other damn thing. But not me. Well, so I'm going to try. I set up a website. It's called the Kaylee Family Cloning Corporation. I think it's the first website in the world to get a human clone.
Oh, yeah?
And on Shark Tank, I texted them about a year ago about my idea. I got a 401k with $100,000 in it, and I said that I wanted to set up a penny stock. I didn't want nobody to put too much money into it, and I was gonna use the $100,000 to make 1 million shares of penny stock, and then just offer, hey, do you want to get in on maybe the first human cloning corporation in the world on Shark Tank? Anyway, the guy listened to me, Kevin was his name, and I had heart problems going on. I was in really bad shape. Anyway, he listened to my story, and he said, well, would you fly out to California and present your idea? Yeah, I was, I said, well, I can't. I'm not well enough. So I tried to get my sons to go out, and they wouldn't. And I ain't found nobody. I haven't called him. I still got his number on my phone, Kevin the Shark Tank. And I thought, if I could ever find somebody that wanted to go out and present my idea, I think it could take off. I've been trying to get Elon Musk interested in it because this is right up his alley. Spaceships and satellites.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
So my car's back there. They're shooty. I'm going to go ahead and check it out.
It's not at 40.
But what do you do at that point?
Yeah, I have to run it for 40. Or you can go get cash.
I mean, what am I adding?
27.
Take it to the tip.
Oh, wow. That's awful generous. I've never ever let the tip that thing. Anyway, I think this could really take off. I thought about going on one of them dating services and just putting it out there, every woman in the world.
Yep.
If she would marry me and be my mom, hatch me out as a baby, I would marry her and give her my pensions, which is about, right now, her half would be about $2,000 a month. And I thought, well, you know, so these Chinese girls or somebody would probably agree to that. I mean, basically, they got nothing to lose in the deal because we ain't got cloning set up. But I would expect her to help me get it set up. And nobody else will. She can get herself cloned, too.
It's like I know her.
Yeah, she's a...
Isn't that like Devin?
Yeah, well, she was hanging around with these gals earlier. Yeah.
Hey, you... It looks like everyone.
It's
here,
right?
Bullshit. Some bullshit, yeah. Kel... NJ. Look at that, Kel... I was going to say Kel J.
Day in the life of Brian here. I hope my future clones have as much fun, and I'm sure they will. This is a pretty fair old body. I mean, this is the only one I got to give them, though. I can't give them a better one. But this has lasted 70 years, minimum maintenance. And all my physical problems were caused by dentists. Whatever. I'm ready to check out.
I just gave him the fucking layup.
Well, it looks like he's still...
Well, he's got work.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hey, I'm going to go home here in a little bit. I'm listening to the car radio on the way home. I was going to watch Saturday Night Live. But I don't usually talk to anybody. But if you want to call in and talk to me about, well, anything, I would sure converse. Although I would like it to be about cloning or God's great plan. Well, you know what? You want to know what it is? I could tell you. Nobody believes me. If you think about God, going to heaven or hell is too damn simple. The dark energy God, basically what he told me, is his job is to create life throughout the universe. He said us humans have got to the point where we can colonize all the dead things out there. The moon, Mars, asteroids, stars, galaxies. God wants the whole universe filled with DNA. And he's trying it on basically everything that's under his jurisdiction. Dark energy, remember, we're sitting in a sea of it. They said there's 8 times more dark energy mass than there is in real mass. But it's not detectable, just like a soul. So, I think your soul is a resident of the dark energy universe, or maybe a part of God. And I think that once you read the DNA and figure out how to get born as a cow or a dog or a human, I think once you die and your soul's released, I think it goes back and reports to God what the hell's going on. And if the environment needs more plants for more oxygen or less CO2, God will try to manipulate the DNA to take care of the problem. But that's a pretty slow process. The dark energy God can't touch anything physically. He can only touch it magnetically. And I guess with dark energy, which they say is, we're in an ocean of it. Kind of like fish. Anyway, once your soul's been assigned to a particular DNA, be it human or be it dog, when you die, your soul goes back, reports to God, and maybe you go to heaven. I don't think so. Well, maybe you do. You can do anything. You're a dark energy. You're probably an immortal. But there ain't nothing to do with the dark energy universe. You're just a dark energy person. You can't touch anything. You can't touch real matter. So when God sends these souls from a dark energy universe, they're part of God. I think there's a little thread of dark energy going back to God from every living thing on this planet, either bacteria, you know, and if things get out of kilter, he'll send souls in to try and adjust it, but it's going to take new DNA, different than the old, and that's where sex comes in. You can't, clones are the same forever. And the reason God hasn't allowed it yet is because no creature, he don't care if we've been octopuses or whales, he needs something with a DNA that can replicate in space, can live in outer space, and can take the DNA of every living thing on this planet with them when they go to another star system. If they can find a planet close to the right conditions, they can seed it with the bacteria or whatever it needs to start its way to life. If it's good enough for humans to colonize, we probably will. But if it's not, we'll just seed it with DNA. And that's like whales and fish. Some planets, maybe that's all there is to work with. In which case, we could seed it and see what develops over a billion years. If there ain't nothing but fish, well, anyway, God's immortal, and he's, I think that's what's going on. And that's the reason it's important to get the cloning corporation started. I'm going to do my damn best to try to get it started before I die. Or at least, I would like to get cloned before I die, but I don't think that's going to happen. But, I'm going to get my tissue stored, my whole body. I told my sons, turn me into a nitrogen popsicle. Cost $28,000. I said, get her done. My son said he would. And I give him $6,000 to put down for me and his brother to get cloned. Both of them say they don't want to. Well, they're only in their 40s. They still feel pretty good. And they'll feel good up until they're 60. And then they start going downhill. Whatever reason in my life, I was like, you know, you have a question. I slept on the couch, waiting to see that over the top of the bed. I probably would have lived to then 100 if I would have took better care of this body. I'll remember that. Or I'll tell my clones, take care of your damn old body. It's the only one you got.
I've never had a bad experience.
Anyway, that crap about the dark energy, that's what the god in my mind has told. And he always does it. He says, I give you free will. You have to decide. He won't give me a straight answer. But in my mind, it seems completely logical to get this cloning thing started and the colonization of space with clones. The universe is a huge place. There's plenty of room for plenty of people.
At the tower, you know, we were sitting at data. He was like, you know, he was talking to your phone, and I think I said...
And we can do what we like to do, which is have sex, have babies. But we always have our core clones to fall back on. You need, you do need for people to change. It has to be an adjustment in their DNA. I mean, all our different races come from different DNA. They said that the Neanderthals, I got like 4% Neanderthal in me, they said. But I wouldn't be me without the Neanderthal in me, I guess. You know, if I can get this body cloned, you can't get much done in one lifetime. I found that out. You need more than one. And you need to know what the deal is. You need to know that you are a clone of a preceding person. And the preceding person will try to leave information for the future selves. And that's what I'm kind of trying to do with these podcasts. And they say podcasts last forever. Well, sometimes he gets good. Sometimes he gets good. Yeah, him and John played quite a little bit. They're both pretty good.
Very good.
who was I talking on chat? I'm like, you heard, I like, heard it. I'm like, I think you heard it. YouTube.
Right, and obviously she's the something. There is.
What's her name?
Yeah, you can choose to believe if you want to believe.
I like her a lot.
That was close. I need to get my son to set this phone up. He got me an Apple phone. I need him to set me up something where I can write a book about the Cayley Family Clothing Corporation. In my imaginary story, it all becomes true, and I become born again as the oldest man in the universe. There's a guy named Hellenstein, I believe, and when I was in high school or junior high school years ago, he had a story. It's called Lazarus, oldest man in the universe. And basically, this Lazarus guy, he got old and was dying, and he got cloned, I think. I can't remember the storyline. Anyway, he got cloned, and then as time went on, he got modified clones that were better than the original. Anyway, he became the oldest man in the universe. And that's what I'd like to do. If I could be the first one to get cloned, I'd like to have clones everywhere. I'd like to have a few clones on Earth, a few clones on Mars, a few clones on the Moon, a few clones in the asteroid field. And I want clones to man the starship that we're going to build to go to the nearest star. Alpha Centauri is 4 light years away. It's a 3-sun system. Humans don't need nothing but scrap. The asteroid field out there, a busted up planet. Easy mine. All the raw materials we will need to populate fully this solar system. Humans on Mars, the Moon, Pluto, everywhere. Clones. Regular old humans. I should go home. It's getting late for me.
the U.S. from like Cuba and I think Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, U.S. I'm gonna go to Puerto Rico, knock up an island girl, and then fucking fly back to the U.S. and just have to get out of the world.
Look,
that's how much I've grown to be a better person. When I was 18, I
wanted to be a better person.
Now that I'm 28, I don't even want to see myself. I mean, I love them. They test my everything. They test my
Back where I come from.
Get the whole bar singing there. That'd be cool. But I can't sing it. I don't remember the words. My damn old mind ain't much good no more.
No matter what time you go to bed, he's usually up at 7 on the
clock.
If we're lucky, he'll sleep till 8. But when he wakes up, sometimes she hears him, sometimes I hear him. We all need to get him out of bed.
For women, since same-sex marriages are allowed, any older woman, if we get this cloning thing set up, if she had a pension, she could marry her future mom, like I'm going to try to do, so that the future me and my mom will be financially took care of. That'd be pretty neat, really. I mean, babies never know they're going to be born. And every baby's got to figure everything out from scratch. Well, if you had a previous clone, you'd know what your physical problems are going to be. Yeah, I better go. Hey, thank you, Ann Jake. Yeah, good tunes. I hate to leave, but it's getting late for an old man. See you probably tomorrow. Pretty good. Damn, I don't give a nuts. This is crazy. Dude, guys, I have. Yeah. Sorry, I got in my vehicle trying to find the damn key. I usually leave it in the ashtray. But my diabetes, I can't feel my fingers. Whew. And it fired up. You're traveling with the old Captain Crash here. You're my blind wing person. I kind of pretend you're some of the guys in Vietnam that I knew that checked out. You're sitting in a seat next to me, and I'm young again. Anyway, they like this music. I wish I could give them my alcohol buzz. Maybe so. Maybe they do get it. Fucking book. 1, 2, 3, I found it.
felt a lot of pain, but it didn't stop my heart. And all I really wanted was someone to...
Hey, I'll tell you what. One wife ain't enough, man. I'm 71. I'll be 72 here soon. My mom died at 72. I think I'll die the same birthday as her. Hope not, but I'm figuring on it. And I figure I gotta get this cloning thing started somehow or other. By God's grace. If there is a God who lives in a dark energy universe. If you give me a helping hand, I'd appreciate it, man. But you can't deal with nothing but DNA. But maybe you can communicate with somebody else's DNA that's in a position to help me get it set up, like Elon Musk. I thought about that one actor. He's a Scientology person. Cloning is really right up the Church of Scientology. I'm surprised they haven't made a move on it. I don't know why they haven't. I got that one actor there, I like him. He needs to get cloned. Can't remember his name. He did all those jet airplane movies. And every movie he made was pretty good. You'd probably find a lot of gals want to have him as a baby. If he'd give away his DNA for free, I'm sure he would have a whole lot of hims. Hey, if one of you out there feel the touch of God's hand and want to help me set this whole damn deal up, yeah, call me. I'm going to get home. I'm going to turn it on call-ins if you want to talk about stuff. I'll probably smoke some dope, too. That makes me a little more... creative, I think. I'm gonna take my cane. Done with them, unless you guys want to save them for antiques. Yeah, I made her home. Now, let me see if I can get in the house. Listening, it's kind of like you're my invisible wing person there, and you just came home with me. That's pretty cool. Oh, damn. Whoa. Yeah. Whoa. Well, I'll tell you what, if you're a young lady and you want to be my mom, call in. We'll talk about the proposal. I expect quite a bit out of you. I expect you to help me get everything set up. Hopefully we can make a shit pile of money on it. But primarily, I just want you to hatch me out and be my mom. Because I'll just be a regular little baby. Again. And I ain't really looking forward to going through that again. But that's the only option I got at this point in life. Shit, sorry. Yeah. Oh. Picking my teeth out, so my speech will probably sound a little different. Whew. Saturday Night Live on. So, we'll see. See if I can find it. I don't care much for the new Saturday Night Live. Okay. Oh. If you want to watch Saturday Night Live with me, turn your TV on. All right. Oh, hey, if anybody wants to call in and talk about, I don't care, anything at all. I'm just going to sit here, smoke some dope, and watch Saturday Night Live. If you want to call in, how can I set, I don't know how to do that. Let me see here. Oh. I don't know. Damn it. I don't know how to do it. Sometimes it says call, allow call-in, but it ain't doing that right now. Damn it. I don't know how to do this thing. I am sorry. Let me see here. Nope, that ain't it. That ain't it. Damn it, I don't know how to do call-ins. Shit. Oh, man. Let me touch this. Damn it. Shit. I don't know how to... I thought that would be a simple thing to do. Allow call-ins, okay? Okay, allow call-ins. Okay. Hey, if you want to call in. We can talk about life, the universe, and everything. Otherwise, I'm just going to sit here and watch Saturday Night Live and smoke some dope. So, anyway.
Now, most people after a breakup are like, I'm going to get in better shape. But I was already in Cree shape. So I had to be like, all right, I guess I'll learn a new language. Anyway, estoy en raya. After the breakup, everyone thought I was so heartbroken because when the news came out, I was at a basketball game. And they caught me looking like this. Look, I was just chilling. But the internet decided that was me being sad. Luckily for me, if you Google sad Michael Jordan, the first 8,000 results...
So I know you're single, but did you know that I'm single?
But don't you date that hot writer?
Not if you're available. Remind me how to spell your number. Hey, Chloe, don't you have to go away? Oh, I'm sorry, bitch. Hey, Mikey B. Mind if I call you Mikey B?
I'd rather you not.
Ooh, okay, a man who knows what he wants. I like that. You know, I have a Creed poster in my bedroom.
Oh, nice. I always dreamed of people having my own poster up on the wall.
Yeah, wall, ceiling, printed onto a body pillow, whatever. Sorry, I was just taking a walk around the studio and I just threw this off. I guess we could technically get married right now then.
That's not how that works.
Oh, our first fight. Makeup set. Bye, Michael. Michael. Oh, you looking fine as ever as always. I got the same suit like you got.
Aren't you gay?
I am, but you might be Jordan. And I'm hunky, be curious. I mean, even vegans got CJs, right?
No, they don't.
Boy, you're so funny. I see a half the party, baby.
I just want to say I'm so grateful to be standing on this stage. You know, sometimes I can take myself a little too seriously. But tonight, I'm going to have fun. I'm just going to go for it. And maybe, just maybe, let the inner animal get a little crazy. All right? Dallas Creed. You don't remember me, huh?
What
was like brothers. I got some unfinished business. Gotta be talking about Dane. I'm coming for everything. You threatening me? Let go of whatever was. And watch for what is. Oh. Creed 3. PG-13. Only in theaters March 3rd.
Are you worth a million surprised by Verizon and AT&T raising your rights faster?
Oh, sorry about that. Okay. Well, no call-in, so I'm going to say adios, amigos. Have a good day. I hope you kind of liked listening to what the hell was going on. Just a